Okay, we pick it up on Fez Lama Test. Let's go to Lama Chasma Fez on the bottom. Yesterday's daf dealt with the issue of Hachana. Hachana Darais, Hachana Darabanan. What's when you have 2 days of Yumei Kodesh next to each other, Shabbos and Yantif, or Yantif and Shabbos, how does the Erev work? Is it Kedusha Achas, one elongated Kedusha? Is it base Kedushas? Is it two separate Kedushas? And that and the Nafkamina would be able to set one Erev one day and one Erev the next day. And today we're going to get into the next Mishnah, which is not about 2 different days of Shabbos versus Shabbos and Yom, the other in Shabbos. Today we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which has different halachas, and 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gaul. Yes, how does that work? That'll come up in a couple of minutes. First, we're going to finish up the sugya from yesterday. So the Gemara had said, we're just going to start 3 lines from the bottom, Amar Leih Rabbah. The Gemara had just suggested, according to Rabbah, even if you hold that there is an Isser of Hachana preparing from one Yom Kodesh to the next Yom Kodesh, that's only if something has to be said. If you have to make a declaration about your Erev, so then that would be a violation of Hachana. But if you're just going to put it down, you're just going to go there, Ma'ari Baraglav, you're just going to put it down, at least how Rashi interpreted the Gemara, that the potential problem was earlier that when you're Ma'ariv Baraglav, when you go with your body, you go to the place, you're Makom Shvisa, you're going to have to say something. That would be a violation of Hachana. And therefore the Gemara, Rabbi had said, no, you don't have to say something as long as you just go there. Only the Gemara has talked about a Yashin versus somebody who just doesn't say something. Okay, so 3 lines from the bottom. Amalei Rabbi Barav Chanin Labaya. Rabbi Chan Esabaya. Ihavashami Le Lamar. If Rabbah, who had just made the previous distinction, that the only problem of Hachana is if you say something, but if you don't say something, there's no problem. If he would have heard the following Brisa, would he still have said what he said? Because the following Brisa seems to go against that. What's the Brisa? Vadetanya, lo yahalech adam l'sof sadehu. When it's not allowed to go on Shabbos to the end of his field to find out what it needs. Let's say I want to know whether I'm going to have to call the gardener, when I'm going to have to do this, do that. I'm not supposed to walk to the end of my field on Shabbos to figure out what's going on. Similarly, lo yitayel top of lamates. Lo yitayel adam al-pesach vadina kidei sheikanis la-merchatz miyad. End quote of Brisa. A person shouldn't walk to the front of the Medina, the front of his city, so that there's a bathhouse right out there, so he's going to want to take a shower right after Shabbos. So he's going to go there and going to stay there till the end of Shabbos. He'll be first online. Go to the edge, so right after Shabbos, boom, he'll go outside. Says the Brisa, you shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do things on Shabbos that are, as at least the way the Gemara understands it now, are preparatory in nature, and it's Hachana, and you didn't even say anything here. That's the question. So Rabbi Barav Chanan Esabaya, if Rabbi would have heard this Brisa, which seems to say that there's an issue of problem of Hachana, even without saying anything, would he still have said what he said? That you could be put an Erev down without saying anything? Would he still have said that? So Gemara answers below, I skipped. Question. End of question. Would he have been Choserbo? So Abaya answers, below, we know he wouldn't have been Choserbo. And you know what? Shama Level Hadarbe. He knew about this Brisa, but he still didn't change his mind, because there's a big difference between these cases of the Brisa and the case that he's talking about, Erev. Hasam over there by walking to the Pesach HaMedina to go to the bathhouse or to go to the edge of your field. Mucha Milsa. That's Nikar. That's recognizable. That's Hachana. What are you going to the edge of the city for? Right next to the bathhouse. I'm just taking a walk. No, there's no other reason. People, that's a Zilzul of Shabbos, and that's a Hachana problem. And that's why it's a problem there. Or the previous case, why are you going out into your field? This isn't an orchard where you're taking walks like we had earlier in the Masechta. It's Dafka, a place where it's going to be Nikar to the outsider, that what you're doing is a Zilzul, what you're doing is a Hachana for after Shabbos. But Hacha, but over here, where you're going to go 2,000 Amos outside your Tum, the Gemara seems to say, Lav Muchacha Milsehi. You're not going to a place where there's a specific destination, where you're going towards the bathhouse, where you're going towards the edge of your field. Yes, this is even farther than the edge of your field, but still, there's a lot of excuses, there's a lot of possibilities that people might think of why you're doing this. Not because it's Hachana. Eat, serve, and merabanani, if you're a Talmud Chacham, somebody's always in learning. Armina Shmaisa Mashachteg. He must be thinking about a sugya. He must be so involved in a svara that he just can't, he doesn't even realize where he's going. He doesn't realize. Somebody, one of my friends from Yeshiva, his grandparents live in Kfar Chabad. So I went there once for a Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. His grandfather grew up in Dvinsk. So he told me that he knew the Rugged Shover. He says that when he was a little boy, the Rugged Shover was there. So he said the Rugged Shover never, I guess in Dvinsk they had sidewalks. I didn't know this. So he said he was an Eid Ro'iyah. The Rugged Shover never walked on sidewalks, because he didn't want to have to walk down at the end of the block and go up at the next, you know, after the street. His mind was always working so hard, he couldn't stop himself, so he just had to walk straight next to the sidewalks. That's what he says about the Ragat Shavar. That's what he remembers when he was a little boy. That was the Ragat Shavar. But yeah, that's why, here it is. Yitzir b'mira b'ani, if you're a Tabar Chachab, I mean, there's Shemaita Mashachtei. Right, he says he's involved in the Sugya. He's not preparing for after Shabbos. If he Yama Ara too, and let's say he's somebody who's not so into learning. Yeah, he lost his donkey. He's looking for his donkey, so, but either way, it's not Mukha Milsa that it is a violation of, that he's trying to prepare for after Shabbos. The assumption of this whole Gemara, this whole line of the Gemara, is that the issue of Hachana on Shabbos is predicated on the fact that it's Nikar to the outsider, that it is a violation of Shabbos. But, you know, Hachana, it came up at Tosfos yesterday, you know, what exactly is Hachana? Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a heter in the Shmir Shabbos that if something that's Dover She'ein Bo Tir HaKlal, question comes up all the time, let's say you go to a different shul for an offer for Shabbos, so you have to leave your talus there, you're not allowed to bring your talus home. Right, you have to leave it there. So is that hachana? So one heter is that no, you're not preparing. You're putting your talus back where it normally goes. Just like you know, you're putting something back in the drawer. That's not preparing. That's just finishing of the usage. But the other heter that Rav Shlomo Zalman mentions in the Shmir Shabbos is that no, davar she'ein bo tircha klal. So there's no tircha. So then that also might not be mishum hachana. But at least these, again, it's a big sugya. We're not doing it now. But at least this Gemara seems to say that one issue that makes it a problem is when it's nikar to the outsider that you are doing something to prepare for after Shabbos.
So yesterday we had learned from Mishnah Berurah who said that even if you go to the cellar to bring up a bottle of wine.
Yesterday the Mishnah Berurah said that even if you go to the cellar to bring a bottle of wine.
Sunday, let's say Shabbos is Sunday, Sunday. So even if you go to the cellar on Shabbos to bring up the wine.
Even to go to the cellar and Shabbos to bring a bottle of wine where it's Nikar that is done being done for afterwards. Let's say you want to drink a bottle. I mean, if it's not Nikar, let's say you could drink the bottle of wine now.
It's a fine line.
It's a fine line. You have to, right, there's a concept of Hoel, which came up a little bit, right, if Arf Arachim could come. But you're right, it's a fine line. But the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, quotes this. Mishnah Berurah I didn't write it down, but Mishnah Berurah quotes this halacha, that as long as it's not Nikar, okay, I'm not going to do it, yeah. Makam mitzvah and not makam mitzvah. Right, the Gemara could have suggested that record if you say an Eretz Chumash is only l'shem mitzvah, but the Gemara here did not bring up that distinction. It's in Shin Vav. That's where it was. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mimso chefsecha chavatzecha asurim. And this also, Rashi here does mention Mimso chefsecha, but he connects that to Hachana. Shulchan Aruch says, chavatzecha asurim afilu b'davar she'ina osa shum malacha. G'od shema'ayin nechasev l'ros matzorach l'machar. Olel l'pesach padina. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'davka hecha de min karamilsa. Avalam lo min karamilsa u'bechal hir hur ba'asak av demutr. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's interesting though that what's one of the heterim? Oh, you're going to think the Tabra Chacham is being osik in his learning. There are a number of Gemaras throughout Shas that talk about this idea that a Tabra Chacham is going to be so osik he's not going to realize what's going on. If you remember, we had one on Peches and Shabbos. The Gemara said that a Tzduki came to Rava to come ma'ayin b'shmeitza v'yasva etzba'asa didei tutekare. He was sitting on his fingers and he was so osik. He was so involved in his learning, he put his fingers, he was squeezing his fingers, they started bleeding, because he was squeezing them so much, he was just so involved in his learning, he couldn't get the svara, he was trying to figure it out so hard, that he started bleeding, and the Tzuki says, oh, what are you doing, etc., it talks about Nasa Vinishma there, but you find a few of these Gemaras throughout. The nice collection of them, the Charm Sin of Balacha, and Vav and Gittin, has a collection of them, because there the Gemara, the whole first paragraph of Gittin, talks about Bifani Nechtam, signatures that had to be witnessed being signed, who recognized the signatures. So the Gemara there has a line, Misifta Bigir Saihu Taridi. The yeshiva boys, people in yeshiva, they're osik in their girsa, they don't recognize signatures. People's signatures about way, you know, whether, so it says, Pirish Rashi, Ve'in Makir Nachasimos. So it says, the Sharm Sin Ralacha quotes 15 Gemaras about, you know, where you see that somebody could be osik at something and not realize what's going on around them. And just the last line, he says, V'armi kol zesh ha'yitzir dasam amitz batora achelo hergishu ha'dvar ma'shenogei ala atzman. V'kol shekein she'in lam p'nai liros ha'chasimos shel acherim. Last four words. U'bazmanenu ein bazeh hasaga. Says we don't really have a saga of this level of learning bizman hazeh. Again, something that we can strive for, something that we can try to make ourselves involved. Again, when we're learning, we are involved. Gufa, six line. Amar of Yehuda. Part of this we had before. Irev Ragla b'yom rishon, ma'arev Ragla b'sheni. Remember the two days of Shabbos, Yantiv, Yantiv Shabbos. So on Erev, let's say Erev Yantiv on Thursday afternoon, you're ma'arev b'ragla. You go to the edge of the tchum with your body, with yourself, and you're ma'arev on the first day. So then says the Gemara, ma'arev Ragla b'sheni. So on the second day, you got to go back there and be ma'ariv on the second day. That's fine. If you use bread the first day, those are the two options. Bread can even be done through a shliach. If you use bread the first day, you have to use bread the second day. You could also use bread the first day and go there yourself the second day. That's also good. But the one that's not good is ir baragla barishon ein ma'ari bepas b'sheni. If you went there with yourself on your feet the first day, you can't use bread the second day. Why? She'ein ma'arvin b'tchilu b'pas. Because that would be an issue of hachana, because then on yantif itself, you are creating now a new eruv with this bread. Rashi explains, the kari le hashta shem eruv. You're going to have to do a declaration now on this bread. Look, over the Gemara is assuming that if you did it with bread yesterday, you don't have to make a new declaration today. But because today you're going to have to make that declaration, that's going to be a violation of Hachana, so you can only use bread the second day if you use bread the first day. The Gemara just elaborates. Ir bepas b'yom rishon, ma'ar bepas b'yom sheni. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between whether you're using bread on the second day? What difference does it make what you use the first day? You're still using bread on the second day. So the Gemara said, no, Amar Shmuel, ba'osa pas. Shmuel qualified. He says, no, you have to use the same bread. As long as you use the same bread, that's why it's not a problem if you use bread the first day. Because you already declared this as an Erev on Erev Yantif, so you're just being mamshech that status. To be mamshech the status, you don't need a separate declaration, and that's not called achana. It's similar to what Tosas brought up yesterday, the concept of Erev Tashilin. How does an old Erev Tashilin work? Right? We take some matzah and some, right? So let's answer the trivia question. The only bracha you can make on a Wednesday or a Thursday. Erev Tashilin. Right, so it says, so what does an Erev Tashilin do? You designate something on Erev Yantif, and you say, this is my beginning of cooking for Shabbos. And then you're allowed to cook a lot on Friday. Why are you allowed to cook on Friday? Aren't you still preparing for Shabbos? No, because at least you prepared it before, you started beforehand. As long as it started beforehand, the Gemara in the second parak in Beisa says, it's not just a zilzul, it's not really hachana, as long as you started earlier. So that's why we have how an Erev Tashilin works. So as long as it started before Yantif, so that's why you can continue on to Yantif. So here too, the bread started being an Erev before Yantif. So here you just mean mamshech the status, you're just continuing the status, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Two aras on this. One is a small one. Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amud, the Rasal Ha notes that Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. But here you see Shmuel explaining the Shita of Rav Yehuda. So how does that work? So Tosfos, at the end of Tosfos, the Rasal Ha says it must be that Rav Yehuda was quoting a Brisa. So it's not that he's explaining really Shita's Rav Yehuda, his Talmud, but Rav Yehuda was explaining quoting a Brisa, and he brought that Brisa to the base of Medrash, and therefore Shmuel is explaining it. Oh, so what do we see from here? That as long as you use the same pass, It's okay. It's an interesting machlokas achronim in the mafarshim on the Mishnah. Machlokas between the Tosfos Yantif and Rav Akiva Eiger. Tosfos Yantif actually is based on a Taz. What if you use the same bread? Are you allowed to go in different directions? Could you use the same bread the first day to the east and the next day to the west? So that, again, you have to think about it, al pilamdis, but that's a machlokas between the Tosfos Yantif and Rabbi Kiva Egi here. The Tosfos Yantif says, Avol b'yantif shalavnei Shabbos yochalito oso hapas atzmo. You could take the same pas, ulaho licho l'ruach acheres. You could take it to the other. You could use the same pas, it's still not a violation of achana, because you use this pas l'shem erev the first day, so you can use it the second day too. You're going in a different direction. So what? It's still your erev. But the ba'oso erev, the first day you leave it there, then you have it with you. The first day is yantif, so you let it carry. The first thing, so you only went 1,000 out. You only went 1,000 in each direction, as the Gemara said yesterday. You only went 1,000 out. The ba'osa erev atzma lo havi kamechem yantif l'shabbos. That erev itself, it's not achana. The ein nire l'chalek ben molicho la'oso ruach shekvar hayesha me'esmol o molicho l'ruach acheres. Tekiva chenikra lev shem erev su matzi l'anuche b'shtika v'lo havi achana. That is the sheet of the Tosfos Yantif based on the Taz. But says the Tosfos Rav Akiva Eiger on the Mishnah. Again, the Bali, the Mefarshim on the Mishnah are unbelievable. Like Tosfos Rav Akiva Eiger always doesn't need my haskama, but he's always right on the ball. The Prisha Kasav, the MS. I don't mean right on the ball. I just mean that it's always interesting to look at. The Prisha Kasav, the MS Lachalik Kane. The Prisha, quoting Rav Akiva Eiger, said no Nira. He says lo Nira Lachalik. I say Nira Lachalik. The Beveiz Ruchos Aser Demiyak Shenalu Miyakam Rishon Biyantif. The second thing, what's the whole svara of being mamsha? If it's doing the same exact thing, the same Erev, but the second that you're moving it to the other side, that it's nisakar shem Erev. That's going to be a new thing you're going to need. Again, it might be, the svara might be, what is each direction? Is that a qualitatively new Eruv? If you go to the east to west, is that a new Eruv or is that a still a Hemshech of your Kinyan Shvisa? Do you focus maybe more on the Gavra? The Gavra had an Eruv made for them, so it doesn't matter what direction you made. Or do you focus on the Chefsa? The Chefsa, the direction, was only over here, and now you're trying to switch it. Either way, it's a Machokas Achronim, can use the same pass, but go in different directions. Okay, that's
a,
do you have to make a new Bracha? If you have to make a new bracha, what, on the...
If you're using the same pass in a different direction.
If you're using the same pass, maybe it'll be connected. Maybe it'll be the same machlokas. According to your Kiva Eger, if it's a new Erev and you can't do that, then maybe that would you would require a new bracha if you would do that. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Dekanami Masnisan. Rav Ashi says, our Mishnah is even meduyuk, that you would need the same bread. Diktani, because remember our Mishnah says, Kesa Duose, what do? Malicha Barishon, you take the bread there the first day, Umach Shechalav, and you wait there till dark, Vinotlo, and then you take it Ubalo, and you take it back with you. Basheni Mach Shechalav, Ocho Ubalo. And the second day, Mach Shechalav, you take it, and you eat it, then, because it's Shabbos, then Ubalo, then you come home. So it sounds like from the Mishnah, why are you taking the bread home? Okay, one reason we mentioned yesterday, the few days last week, was you don't know what's going to happen to it. You don't want it to get lost. But either way, it sounds like you're talking about the same bread in the Mishnah. So that's why, says Rav Ashi, Shmuel's limitation fits in. The Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? What Rabbanon? So Rashi explains the Rabbanon who reject the whole previous Amud. The Rabbanon who say there's no problem of Hachana. So don't worry about going from Yantav to Shabbos. Why would you have to use the same bread? Because assuming that the diuk of the Mishnah is correct, that you're using the same pass, why would you have to use the same bread? So Gemara says, no, Dilma Hazam is a topical mashmalah. No, it's just giving you good advice. You don't have to waste two challahs on this. You know, you can use the same challah. Use one the first day, the same one the second day. But lav dafka, that you have to. Because there's no issue of Hachana. Fine. That was all a discussion of when you have 2 days of Kodesh next to each other. Yantif and Shabbos, how does it work? Is it Kedusha Achas, one elongated day, Yom HaRichta, or is it Shnei Kedushos? Now we get into the different discussion of what about when you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah next to each other. Okay, and that is somewhat different. Just have a 2 minute Chazara of the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We know in the olden days they were Mekadesh al pi Hari'iyah, which means that they didn't have a calendar exactly when Rosh Chodesh was going to be, but at the end of each month, every Hebrew month is either 29 days or 30 days. Right? It's every Hebrew month. 29 days or 30 days. So how do you know? So at the end of the month, Bezdin waited. And Adam, they waited for Adam to come to say, we saw the moon. Right? At the beginning of the month, the moon is a little sliver. So the second that two witnesses saw the moon, they ran to Bezdin, and as if they got there on day 30, the potential day 30 of the previous month, and Adam accepted, and they said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, day 30 automatically changes into day 1 of the next month. If Adam didn't get there on day 30, so then day 30 stayed day 30, and the following day was day 1. Okay, Machlokas Tanoim, do they have to declare the next day? Because the next day is for sure going to be Rosh Chodesh. Right, so they have to declare it or not? Okay, that's an issue of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's how it usually worked. And that is why that most people in Eretz Yisrael didn't have to worry about all the other Yom Tovim, Pesach, and Shavuos and Sukkot, because it's 2 weeks later. So let's say you don't have to know exactly right away when Rosh Chodesh is, because you know you have 2 weeks to find out. But outside of Eretz Yisrael, so they, even after 2 weeks, they might not have known. And that's where the whole idea of Sfeika D'Yoma started, because they didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh, which day was it, the 29th, the 30th day, or the next day. So that's why they had to keep two L'chumra. Fine. But that helps you for Pesach, that helps you for Sukkot. Shavuos also helps you for, because Shavuos you just count from whenever Pesach was. That does not help you for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, even the people in Eretz Yisrael had problems. Because Rosh Hashanah, you gotta know that day. You gotta know that day, is it Rosh, what's today? Is today the last day of Elul? Is today the first day of Tishrei? So that is why Rosh Hashanah, originally, is different, is in a different world than the other Yavim Tov. He went so far as the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah tells us that one time it happened that it was the last day of, it was potentially Lamed Elul, it was the last day of Elul. The Levium in the Beis HaMikdash sung the Shir Shoyom every day. What we sing the Shir Shoyom, they sung it every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So they sung the Shir Shoyom in the morning of weekday, and that's fine. But they then, by the afternoon, by the time they brought the Tamash HaBein Arbayim, the Edom still hadn't come. So they assumed today was going to be weekday, tomorrow was going to be Rosh Hashanah. And they sung the Shir Shoyom on the Karban of weekday. And all of a sudden, it's 20 minutes to Shkia, Edom come, we saw the moon. Today's Rosh Hashanah, we brought the wrong carbon, we sung the wrong shir. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, we can't have that anymore. Okay, the morning shir shel yom, okay, that could be shel chol. But you can't have the shir shel yom of a chol by the afternoon, by the time of Shabbat Arbayim, and then have Edom come. So you made a takana that they did not accept witnesses anymore. Even if witnesses came on that day, on the 30th day of Tishrei, of Elul, they still said, so what? We know you saw the moon already, but tomorrow is going to be Rosh Hashanah. And today is going to stay, Lamed Elul. That was the takana, because they didn't want the karbanas to be mixed up again. So Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai made that takana. Period. After the Churban Habayis, so they reneged it, because the whole reason why they made this takana was because of the carbon. They didn't want the Levium to get messed up. But after the Churban Habayis, says the Gemara, the law went back to what it was originally, that they accepted witnesses the entire day. But the Gemara in Beitza has a couple of opinions that maybe even after this, the halacha went back to what it was, that they accepted witnesses all day, but still the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Hey says, Rosh Hashanah still retains its status, a different status. Because, says the Gemara in Beitza, I'll just give you one, the Gemara there is talking about if you have an egg that comes out on one day, it's also the next day. So the Gemara there says, Rava Amar, Af Bitachanas Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka Ve'elach Beitza Asura. Forevermore, if you have a Beitza that's no Lad Bazeh, it's going to be Asur Bazeh, even after the Takana was Batel, even after they went back to accepting witnesses all day. Why? Mila Moder Rabbi Yochanan Mezaka, Shimbo, Edim, and Michal, Malash, and Ogan, Oso Yom Kodesh, and Machar Kodesh, didn't, at least in the time where they had the Takana. So let's say the witnesses came. They know that today is supposed to, they're not making today, there was one aspect that I didn't mention yet, let me go backtrack for a second, I forgot, and that is, let's say the Edom came 10 minutes before Shkia, right? So today's supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, but they push it off because they don't want to mess the Levium up with the carbon. Those last 10 minutes. So it should be weekday, right? Because tomorrow's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So the part of the Takana was that, no, they kept the rest of the day as a Yontif as well. They kept it as a reservation, even though they know today is not a Yontif. It's not a Suffolk anymore. They said tomorrow is Vaday Rosh Hashanah. But they said, you know what? Because you spent the first 23 hours of the day observing it as a Yontif, so the last hour of the day should also be observed as a Yontif. That's what Chazal say. We'll get to reasons in today's daf. Yeah. But this is even in the Yerushalayim. This is even in Yerushalayim, they kept the rest of the day Kodesh, which we'll get to why they did that.
Because the rest of Israel didn't know that it was...
Correct. The rest of Israel had to do a Mishum Safek. Had to do a Mishum Safek because they weren't sure. But even where they knew, so this is important, because this is what makes Rosh Hashanah different than the other Metovim. Even in Yerushalayim, where they knew exactly when Rosh Hashanah was going to be, it was going to be tomorrow, they still kept the rest of today Yontif, and that's where we get the idea that Rosh Hashanah is not Mishum Safek. It's Vadai, we know exactly, but that was the Takana. The Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was that you keep two, you make Kodesh. Because this one time it might come up, so that's how that even outside of Yerushalayim, and even they would keep both days you make Kodesh. Again, it's a big sugya, we'll wait with that Gemara and Beitza, we'll read that in a minute. But now let's continue with that background. We know a little bit now of the differences between Yom Tif, the two Yom Tif Sheni Shogoliases, which was totally Mishum Safek, while Rosh Hashanah, number one, even the B'nai Eretz Yisrael had an issue with, because they couldn't know it was the first day of the month. It's the only month, only holiday where it's at the beginning of the month, which we'll talk about in a couple minutes again. And number two, even the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that even in the Beis HaMikdash itself, if Edom would come after Mincha, they wouldn't accept them anymore, but they would continue keeping that day as a Yontif, and the next day they had as a Yontif. So therefore you see 2 days of Kedusha, not based on Safek. Okay, so let's now get to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses, so those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so is that Kedusha Achas, or is that Shtei Kedushos? Yesterday's daf, we had the discussion, what about Yontif and Shabbos next to each other? Is that Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? So that you could already say, could those Kedushos merge into one? It's Yontif and Shabbos. Shabbos and Yontif. But here's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So how do you view that? So says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shayim Yari Shem Tisaber, Rosh Hashanah, that you think is going to be Me'ubar, meaning you think there's going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Erevin. The Omer, a person can make, again, as we said yesterday, 2 Erevs, V'Omer Ruvi Larish Barishon, Lamizrach, Vashini Lamayrev, the first day to the east, and the second day to the west. Barishon Lamayrev, Vashini Lamizrach, the opposite, Eruvi Barishon, Vashini Kibde Iri, the first day to the, I have an Erev, the second day I don't have an Erev. So that's what Rabbi Huda's Shita is, that you could do this, meaning, what does the Shita reflect? That the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shtei Kedushos. And therefore you can make an Erev in one direction the first day, and another direction the second day. And the Chachamim did not agree to him, they held Kedusha Achas. In other words, even the Yesterday, Rabbi Eliezer said, yesterday by Yotav Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer said, it's two Kedushos, and the Chachamim say Kedusha Achas. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says it's two Kedushos, and the Chachamim say, also, we'll see who these Chachamim are, also Kedusha Achas. We'll see it's not going to be the same Chachamim. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda also continued and said, Masna Adam Alakal Kala B'Yantif, let's see a person has a barrel of fruit on Yantif. Rishon, on the first day of Yantiv, V'yokhla Basheni, this is talking about Yantiv of Rosh Hashanah, he can eat it on the second day. How? What's the case here? You have a basket of fruit on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and you want to take off, you want to eat it, but it's Teva. You didn't take off Shumas and Maisos yet. So you know what you could do, and the Gemara says this beferish, but Rashi explains it as well. You have your bowl, you're allowed to say, you know what? Today, I'm not sure if today is the real day of Yantiv or not. If today is weekday, I'm being mafrish, my Trumas and Maisos now, and it should work now. And if today is Yantif, then what I'm saying right now is meaningless. And the next day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day, you could say, if yesterday was weekdays, then what I said yesterday was meaningful, and today what I'm saying is meaningless. If yesterday was Yantif, and today is Chol, so then I'm being mafrish by Trumas and Maisos now. So the Gemara says, Mimanafshach, I'm okay. Because whatever day was weekday, I was mafrish, my Trumas and Maisos, and I could eat it on the second day of Yantif. That is what Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to do. That's Masna, you can make a tznai on the first day, but Ochla B'Sheni, and you can eat it on the second day.
Yantif or Rosh Hashanah?
This is Yantif Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rashi here it says, Rashi Ma'ariv, Ma'alach HaKalash Shal Tevel B'Yantif Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah. Talking about Rosh Hashanah here. V'chein, similar case, Beit Hashan Olda B'Rishon Tocha B'Sheni. An egg that was laid, that was on the first day of Yantif, also of Rosh Hashanah, again we're talking about this whole Mishnah, Tocha B'Sheni, you can eat it on the second day. Again, Shtei Kedushos. If it was one elongated Kedusha, that is Asur, Mishum, whatever. So, let's say Nolad or Achana, four reasons given at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. What the reason is that if an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you can't eat it on the second day. But if you hold Shtei Kedushos, which Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Mutter. V'loho delo Chachamim. Again, the Chachamim were not Modeh in these cases of the Kalkala and the Beitza. Finally, Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus Omer, over the fanat teva beyond the Rosh Hashanah. If somebody's the chazin on Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he used to say the following: Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem save us, as Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, on this day Rosh Chodesh, im Hayom im Lamachar, whether the real day is today or tomorrow. Ulamachar Omer, on the second day, im Hayom im Emesh, whether today's the real day or yesterday was the real day. V'lahodu l'chachamim, the chachamim did not agree with that. We'll get to in the Gemara B'Hashem tomorrow what didn't Chachamim like about that language. This gets into, it's interesting that the Lashon here is Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim already. How much do we want to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Obviously beforehand we don't bench Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's Gedei La'arbe Pasatan. But what about on Rosh Hashanah itself? Do we mention the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah, of Rosh Chodesh? How much does the Rosh Hashanah aspect overtake and subsume the Rosh Chodesh aspect? Obviously it's Rosh Chodesh, but it's the Rosh Chodesh, it's the Rosh Hashanah of the year. This is a Tosfos in Beitza Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara there says, Ezu Bakesel Yom Chagenu, Ezu Achak Shal Chodesh Miskasaba, Zeh Rosh Hashanah. What is the month that the Yontif is hidden? That's Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos there has a couple of opinions. What does it mean that it's hidden? So Rashi quotes one opinion, that the moon is hidden. It's the only Yontif that the moon is hidden, right? All the other Yom Tovim, you could see the moon. It's the only Yontif that you can't see the moon because it's at the beginning of the month. That's one opinion. There's a Rabbeinu Tam quotes a different opinion, but then there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam, I think. Yeah, Rabbeinu Meshulam says, maybe you don't bring the Seir of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbeinu Tam jumps on him. What are you talking about? You have to bring it. If you count up all the Seir of the year, you have to bring it. Then Rabbi Meshulam said, no, I didn't mean that. What I meant was you don't mention it in your davening, even though you do bring the carbon. So again, all this has to do with how much do you mention, or do you want to cover up the Rosh Chodesh aspect of Rosh Hashanah? Again, that comes up with a lot of nafkaminas, but one of them is in the Tila. So at least here, in our Mishnah, this Tana felt the need to mention the Rosh Chodesh aspect on Rosh Hashanah. It says, Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Right? We don't do a lot of things that we usually do on Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention it, but we say in the Muslim, Milvad Olas HaChodesh B'Chodesho. Sometimes you see that in parentheses in some of the Machzorim. Some Chazanim say it, some not, but that has to do with this issue. Do you mention Beferish the aspect of Rosh Chodesh? Okay, the Gemara says, Man lo ho du lo, who is the Tana of the Mishnah who did not agree that Rosh Hashanah is Shtei Kedushos? Rav Yossi, it's really Rav Yossi, the Tanya, Modim Chacham L'Rabbi Elazar. Which Chachamim? So now we're referring to the previous Mishnah. The Chachamim who in the previous Mishnah had said that when you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other, it's one Kedusha, they admit that by Rosh Hashanah, it's two Kedushos. The Chachamim who argued with Rabbi Elazar in the previous Mishnah admit by Rosh Hashanah they agree by Rosh Hashanah to make an Erev in two directions. The first day to the west, the second day to the east. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But these Chachamim, the Gemara is saying, who argued in the previous Mishnah, would admit that it's two Kedushas in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi Asers, meaning Rabbi Yossi is the Chachamim of our Mishnah, who says that even Rosh Hashanah is considered Kedusha Achas. Tosfos notes here, something interesting, Tosfos, the second Tosfos, your rascal Modim, that what of these Chachamim that we're talking about in our Gemara holding now? They're holding that when you have Shabbos Yontif next to each other, that's what? In Shabbos Yontif next to each other, yesterday's Gemara, that's one Kedusha. By Rosh Hashanah, they're agreeing that it's Shtei Kedushos. That's totally opposite of what we paskin. Right? Totally opposite of what we paskin. Tosfos says that what do we paskin? This is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That when it comes to Shabbos Yontif, we paskin that's two Kedushos. And when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're machmir, lechadchila, to assume Kedusha Achas, which is the opposite of the Shita Chacham here. That's why, by the way, the whole the new fruit issue, or the new suit issue on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Because by Shabbos and Yontif, or by 2 days of Yontif even, Sveka Yoma, there's no problem in making Shechianu the second night. Tomorrow's Gemara is about Shechianu. But the second night of Rosh Hashanah, we're machmir to assume it's Kedusha Achas. So what does that mean? It might be one long day. So what are we making Shechianu for the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Right, we made one the first night. And it's one long day. We already made Shechianu today. So because of that is why the Maharami Rutenberg suggested, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Hasim in Tuf Reish, that on the second night of Yontif you should wear a new suit, or have a new fruit, or have something that you could have in mind when you say your Shechianu, because we're Machmir L'Chadchila to assume it is Kedusha Achas. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, B'Kedush L'Sheni, Yilvash Beged Chadash, Maniach Pri Chadash, V'Omer Shechianu. If not, you can still say Shechianu, because of the Shita that say it's Shei Kedushos. But in general, we try to be Machmir L'Chadchila, that's Kedusha Achas. Tosis points out that what we pass is against what the Chachamim are assuming here. Is the Shita of the Chacham to be machmir in both directions? There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Yes, the Gemara at one point said that. The question is that the real Shita of the Chachamim? Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara is in the middle of a conversation here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi. Remember the Chachamim who hold that Rosh Hashanah is two Kedushos. Rabbi Yossi says that it's one Kedusha. So we're going to relate to an idea that I mentioned in the introduction to the Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah. Amar lahen Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, I hold this one Kedusha. How can you say it's two Kedushos? Iatem modim, don't you admit to me, she'imbo edim in amencho lamala, she'noagin osa yom kodesh lamachar kodesh, don't you admit to me that if the Edim would come, remember in the time of the Takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if the Edim would come after Mincha, then you wouldn't accept them. You wouldn't say that today is Rosh Hashanah, but you'll say tomorrow, but you'll keep the rest of the day today as a Yontif, even though today is not Yontif. And there's no doubt, you know exactly what's going on, but you kept today Kodesh and tomorrow Yontif. Doesn't that show, said Rabbi Yossi, that the 2 days of Yontif are not Mishum Safek, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, which would make me say it's two Kedushos, but it's one long day. Right? Because today, you're still keeping Yontif, there's no Sveikus, so you're keeping it Bevadai. So doesn't that show it's Kedusha Achas? Because you only would hold two Kedushos if it's Mishum Safek. So doesn't that show it is Kedusha Achas? So the Rabbanan say no, Hasam, Gihechi Delola Zilzule Bey. Now the Rabbanan say no, you know what? The only reason that you have to keep the rest of that first day, remember what happened? They kept the day on the day of the potential, let me backtrack for a second. The day of that potential Rosh Hashanah. Remember, it's the 30th day of Tishrei, of Elul, and the Edom might come today. So all of Bnei Yisrael, I didn't mention this before, all of Bnei Yisrael kept this day as a Yontif, because maybe the witnesses are going to come today. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but in the United States, the Shir Shal Yom in the Beis Hamikdash of Chol, right? They didn't come yet. So because what they did the Mincha Shir Shal Yom, that's why they didn't accept witnesses anymore. So what was the Takana? That if Edom would come, they still would keep the rest of the day as a Yontif. But why, says the Rabbanan? Because you know what? If you say that, you know what? Okay, the rest of the day you could go drive, you could do whatever you want in those last 2 hours of the day, people are going to think next year? You know what? Aiden probably aren't going to come. Forget it. You know what? I'm going to go to work today. Okay, if Aiden come, I'll worry about it. But people are going to be mezalzel, so that's why they say, no. You have to keep the rest of the day, so that's why people wouldn't be mezalzel. So say the Rabbanan, that's the reason that you're keeping the rest of the day Kodesh. But not because fundamentally that there should be Kedusha Achas. So that's the Shita of the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbanan really holds it's Shtei Kedushos. Rabbi Chanan wonders that, if you look in the Gemara there in Beis, it sounds like everybody agrees that this is the reason. Sounds like this is so people aren't. So what's the machlokas here? What's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi has kedusha achas. So says Rabbi Chanan in Beitza in Os Tezayin, it must be there's something more fundamental than sheet of Rabbi Yossi. So he has two ideas. He quotes our Gemara and he says b'tzarach l'havin havada gam Rabbi Yossi moded ha'noagin osu ayom kodesh eino elamid rabbanan. This is all the issue of Durabanan. It's all Asilo Zozule Bay. So what's this Rabbi Yossi that Roshan is Kedusha Achas? But Al Karchach Taima, he says, this is what they're arguing about. The Taima is Rabbi Yossi, Di Efshar Lios Yantif Chatsiyom. It's a fundamental din. You can't have a half a day of Yantif. You can't have a half a day of Yantif. So if you were Noeg, if Bnei Yisrael were Noeg, 22 hours of Yantif, you can't just say, oi, okay, no more Yantif. You can't have that. Even if it was Betoras Nihug, because you just don't know what's going to be, says Rabbi Yossi, you can't stop now. Kedusha doesn't stop. Kedusha's got to continue. And that's what, Asi Lazel, it doesn't flesh this out, but what he must be saying is that, in Achinami, the motivation of the Takana might have been Asi Lazel Zulebei. But what's the nature of the Takana? The nature of the Takana was, because you can't have a Yom that's half Kadosh and half not Kadosh. So that is, Iyav Shalias Chatsi Yom. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, Kedusha Achas. What did the Chacham say back? No! What do you mean? It's Asi Lazel Zulebei. You could have, it's, or they might say, you're right in some ultimate sense, but here it's not Petorah's din of Chatziyom, they would know that. But it's Lav Dafka that you have to keep that day. It's interesting, he brings a Nafkamina. What happens, listen to this case, guys. What happens if somebody makes Aliyah, somebody moves to Eretz Yisrael, on the middle of the second day Yantif? Middle of the second day Yantif, he makes Aliyah. Fizabal Khan, he says, so does he have to keep the rest of Yantif? And he knows, he decides at that moment he's not going, leaving Israel. So he goes in, so today's the second day Yantif, so everybody's driving around. So he's like, I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael, so I don't have Yantif today. But one second, for the first 6 hours of the day, I had a day of Kedusha. So it's a bachan, it's based on these reasons. If you say it's a fundamental din of you can't be noeg a chatzi yom Kedusha, so what? You're living here now, but tough luck, you should have been here yesterday. So that's why you'd have to continue. Bidina. But if you say no, it's just Asil Zuzuli Bay, you don't get into any fundamental things. That it could be that right now you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So that's it. You're a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So that's the case he brings up. That's the question he starts off with, and then he gets into our Gemara. You had a question, Alex? No. Okay. Weiter. Second line. Yonam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda continues. Remember in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had stated three cases that which reflected the din of that it's two, the Rosh Hashanah is two kedushos. Number one, you're allowed to put the Erev in one direction the first day and one the second day. Number two, you can do the thing with the Meiser. I'm being mafresh today if it's weekday, and then if it's yantif, it's meaningless, and I'll do the second hand thing tomorrow. That's the case of Kalkala, the basket. And then you have the third case of the Beitza, of the egg that was laid the first day, it's put to the second day. Says the Gemara B'tzricha, why did we have to have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in all three cases? The Yeshmeinon Reisha, says the Bach, if you only had the first case of Erev, Bahaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishud Deloka Avin Midi, only over there maybe Rabbi Yehuda said his mutter, because you're not really doing anything on the second day. Aval Kalkala, the Mechzi Kimisakin Tivla, Ema Modul Hula Rabbanan, but in the basket case, look, everybody knows that this basket, you didn't take off Trumus and Maestros yet. So, they're going to look at you, they're going to see you taking off on the second day, they're going to see you taking off from Trumus and Maestros. Are they going to know, it kind of looks like you're being misakin your basket. Do they know that you had in mind that today, oh, I'm only doing this if today's weekday, and if it was yesterday, I already did it already? So it looks like you're being misaki in your tevel. So you might think that you're asur mishum gzera, it's asur, emodul rabbanan. That's why you have to have the second case of kalkala. Even there, you're allowed to do this, and it's shtei kedushos. V'yishminahani tarti, and if you've only had the first two cases of the eruv and the kalkala, mishum delekel migzer alayu. So maybe there, because there's no other reason to make it asur mishum gzera. Aval beitza, deikel migzer bar mishum peiros anoshin mishum mashkin shezavu, emodul rabbanan. But by beitza, but an egg that's laid the first day, you might say it's also the second day because of Mashkin Shezavu or Peros Anoshrin. So that's why, Tzricha, you need the third case also. What are these two cases? This is from the Daf Beis and Daf Gimel in Meseches Beitza. The Gemara there has four possibilities why an egg that's laid on the first day Yantif would be Aser on the second day Yantif. And the Gemara talks about Hachana de Rabba, like we mentioned yesterday, but there are two other cases that it talks about. Number one is Peros Hanoshrin. There's an Isser de Rabbanon that if a fruit falls off a tree on Shabbos, it is Muksa, and you're not allowed to eat it, partake of it. Why? Because Gzeira, if you're allowed to eat this fruit, then the next Shabbos, you're going to go up and rip off the fruit, which is the Malacha D'Oraisa of Kotzer. That's the Gzeira of Peros Hanoshrin, Gzeira of fallen off fruit. So the Gemara there says, possibly, included, when the Chazal made that Gzeira, Peros Hanoshrin, maybe included in that Gzeira was an egg that was laid on Yontif. It's not the same thing as a fruit falling off a tree, but maybe included in that Gzeira was all cases that are Doma, that look similar. Not look similar, we can tell the difference between a fruit and a tree and an egg and a chicken, but maybe it was included in that Gzeira. So that's one case. That's the case of Peros Hanoshrin. Mashkin Shezavu, we discussed this in Masecha Shabbos, and that is juice that oozed out of fruit on Shabbos, also potentially could be Muksa, because if you could do that, then you might come to squeeze out the juice, which would be the Malacha D'Oraisa of Schita, of Dush, the Tolda of Dush. So again, so the Gemara there also says that maybe included in that, similar is an egg coming out of a chicken, because that also is similar to the fruit, the juice coming out of fruit. Again, it's not exactly the parallel in these cases, but Rashi there in base explains that maybe, while these gzeiras, this case would be included. So that's why, our Gemara says, that's why you have to have the third case, because you might have thought otherwise that these cases would be usser included in those gzeiros. Kamash Malan, it is mutter according to Rebbe Yehuda. Period. Tanya, says the Gemara, Ketzad, Am Rebbe Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda say that you should go about this tanai, this condition of Yad HaPrishon and Yad HaSheni? So, you have in front of you two baskets of tevel. Omer, im hayom cho, and today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Omer, im hayom cho, l'machar kodesh, if today is weekday, and tomorrow is kodesh, tehezu truma alzu, so one basket should be truma on the other basket. Im hayom kodesh l'machar cho, im bitvarai klum, and if today is the real Rosh Hashanah day, and tomorrow's weekday, then what I'm saying is meaningless. But Kori Allah Shame, and then Kori Shame on the Truma, you call it Truma, Umanicha, and then you leave it over. You can't do anything the first day. But then you come back tomorrow. Ulamachar, Hu Omer, you say the same thing. Im Hayom Chol Tehezu Truma Alzu. If today's the real day of weekday, so then today I'm being Mafresh. Im Hayom Kodesh, Ein Bidvarai Klum, and if today's the holy day, is the real Yom Kodesh, what I'm saying is meaningless, because I already did it yesterday. But Kori Al Hashem and your Kori Shem V'Ochla, then you could eat it. No problem. That's how you work out, make this tonight. Reb Yossi Yoser, but as the Mishnah said, the Chachamim, that's the Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi answers in this case. Reb Yossi says, no, it's Kedusha Achas. V'chein ha'ya Reb Yossi Oser, b'shei Yom Tov V'Shogolias. Reb Yossi not only, and now this is an extension, which we never had this yet before, not only does Reb Yossi say Kedusha Achas by Rosh Hashanah, but Kedusha Achas by the two Yomim Tovim Shogolias, which are Mishum Safek, outside the land of Israel, right? Those are the case that they don't know yet. Even there, Rabbi Yossi holds it is Kedusha Achas. There's an interesting diak of the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid wonders why our Mishnah, our Gemara says the case of two baskets of Tevel. And you're saying one is Truma on the other one. Why did you say one basket of Tevel? And part of it you're going to take off. You take off the next day. Why daf the two baskets of Tevel? It says the Tosfos Rid in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Tosfos Rid says that no, the Chiddush is that even here where you're not even going to have to do any type of action, all you're doing is designation. You're saying this basket. Even there, it's usser on Shabbos and Yadav to be Masakin, right? We know there's an Issur D'Rabbanan of being Mafreshu Mesamaisis on Shabbos, because that's Tikkun. You're being Masakin, you're halachically being Masakin your food. So it says it tells us, you know what the Chiddush of our Gemara is? That Issur D'Rabbanan is not only because of an act that you're going to do, but even if all you have to do is an Amira, here you're not going to do any action. You have two baskets. Still, it's usser unless you do this condition. That's the Chiddush, as the Tosfos Rid. It's still usser, because kivat de besakein mali amira mali ayde maisa. What's the difference? You're still fixing. So he says the raya is our gemara. That's the Tosfos Rid on Daf Kuf Membeis in Shabbos. Is that breira? Is our case? Is our case breira? I think so, because Breira is based on a future event, it'll be Nikar then, meaning that you had wine in the cup. So you don't know what wine is going to be, you're going to drink some, and it's going to come out whatever's left over. I don't think this is Breira, this is just, right, this would be more tonight. First of all, like Rashi said, it's Biyado, but you just can't do it now, and it's B'davar Echa, like the Ramban had said. But But you're right. I mean, every Tanayim Breyer is always there's a borderline, but here it's Tanayim. Continues the Gemara. Ahu bar tavi da'asla be Reish Galusa. A deer was brought to the Reish Galusa. De'itzid b'yantav Rishon Shal Galias. V'shtachit b'yantav Sheni. It was caught on the first day of Yantif, Sheni Shal Galias, by non-Jews, Rashi explains. And then it was shechted on the second day, and it was brought to the Reish Galusa, where many rabbis many times congregated with the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda achlu. Rav Sheshes lo achal. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate from this deer. And Rav Sheshes did not eat from the deer. Amar Rav Nachman, my Abbot Leila Rav Sheshes lo achal bisra tatavya. What am I going to do with my Rav Sheshes? What am I going to do with him? He doesn't eat from the deer. What's the problem? Again, the case was, it was caught on the first day of Yantif. It was caught on the first day of Yantif Rishon Shal Galias. And it was shechted on the second day. So it says Rav Nachman Rav Chisda, what's the problem? Armalei Rav Sheshes, v'heichi eichel. Rav Sheshes says, how can I eat? The Tani Isi, because Isi said in a brisa, v'amili Isi Tani, or Isa brought the brisa, v'chein ha'er b'yosi osir v'sheyem tam shogalias. Right, we just learned in the previous line that Rabbi Yossi holds Kedusha Achas, even by Yadav Sheni Shogalias. So I'm not going to go against Rabbi Yossi. Rashi explains here, we always say Rabbi Yossi nimu ko imo. Rabbi Yossi is always the one that's the Baal HaSvara. So we don't want to go against Rabbi Yossi. So that's why he said, Rabbi Sheshes says, I'm not going to eat from it, because it's Kedusha Achas. So Amar Rabbah says the Gemara, no, maybe we can interpret this Rabbi Yossi differently. Rabbi Yossi didn't ask for the 2 days of Yantav Sheni Shel Galias. Rosh Hashanah, fine, you can't argue with that. He said that beferish. But maybe Rabbi Yossi meant something else. Umay kushya, dil mahachi kamar, v'chein hayi Rabbi Yossi osir b'yantav Sheni Shel Galias Rosh Hashanah, begoa. Maybe Rabbi Yossi didn't mean to say, also, Yantav Sheni Shel Galias, those 2 days are osir. No, what he meant to say is, not only the Rosh Hashanah, in the Yerushalayim, when they had this takana of Yochanan ben Zakkai and they kept the extra kedusha the rest of the day, but also the days of Rosh Hashanah in Galus. That's what he meant to say. But he wasn't talking about regular non-Rosh Hashanah days at all. So maybe Rabbi Yossi is not against what these rabbis, what Rabbi Nachman and Rav Chisda did. So Gemara says, no, Ihachi, Shal Galios. So then Rabbi Yossi wouldn't have said Shal Galios, which is mashma, a yantif that's only in Galios. Begola mi baile. He would have used the term, Begola is mashma, a yantif that's in Yerushalayim. And he's talking about when it is in the Gola. So he would have said Begola, the singular, if he was talking about the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore we reject that. So as of now, Rabbi Yossi still says the 2 days of Yantif Sheshes Shal Galios are one Kedusha, and that's why Rav Sheshes didn't eat. So Amar Rav Asi, Umay Kushya. Again, Rav Asi says, what's the problem? And the Gemara here is going to have a very stretched, dachuk way of understanding what Rabbi Yossi said. But Rashi explains that we want to do this because we really don't want these Rabbanan going against what Rabbi Yossi said. Because Rabbi Yossi is Nimu Ko Imo. He's always the Svara. So Del Mahachi Kamer. Maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi meant by saying Rabbi Yossi Aser. V'chein al Rabbi Yossi Osesh Iser. Shnei Yam Tovim Shal Golios. Kishnei Yam Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbanan Tesharu. No, Rabbi Yossi said the days of the Yantav Sheni Shel Galias, those 2 days are usher, like the Rabbanan held by Rosh Hashanah. The Rabbanan held Rosh Hashanah days are mutter. They held, we just said, base kedushas by Rosh Hashanah. So that's what Rabbi Yossi really said. This, I hold their usher like the Rabbanan say that's usher. The Rabbanan don't hold it's usher. You're right. So it's a backwards way of saying that it's mutter by the two Yantav Sheni Shel Galias. So again, it's not the pashas of what he said, but the Gemara tries to work out so all the Rabbanan have a way to interpret their shita according to Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Gemara. Ashrei Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rav Sheshes, who was the one that didn't eat the meat, once found Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Amar Le Tani Mar Midi B'Kedushos. You learn anything about this Kedusha Achas, Shnei Kedushos business? You have any brises that relate to that? Amar Le Tanina, yeah, sure. Mode Rav Yossi, B'Shayim Tavim Shal Galias. I have a brisa that says that Rav Yossi was Mode to Kedushos by the two Yom Tavim Shal Galias, which means that everything, he should have eaten the meat. Right, meeting this extra machmir. So Amalei, similar line that we had a couple of weeks ago. Imish kachas lehu. So he says to them, you know what? If you find the other rabbanan, lo temel of lomidi. Don't tell him this. Don't tell him that you found this brisa that I was wrong. Right. So either remember we had at the time we had right here. He said in the Yudalfam base. We said this might mean not because he's embarrassed, but because don't tell him that because maybe he's choserbo now. So maybe he's choserbo. That's what Rabbi Yossi really meant. Okay, that is period. Then the Gemara is going to get into another version of what happened really in the story. Just one other ha'ara, could mention this now or any time in the daf. There is a machlokas that even if you hold kedusha achas, is that l'chumra and l'kula or just l'chumra? So just know that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam seems to say if you hold kedusha achas, which we hold by Rosh Hashanah, that's even l'kula. Even l'kula we hold kedusha achas, says the Rambam. While the Ravid says no way. If you hold kedusha achas, similar to what the Gemara we had yesterday, is only l'chumra and not l'kula. L'kula you don't hold kedusha achas. So that's just an important point, just to know L'maisa by Rosh Hashanah, because that's the one time we hold Kedusha Achas. By the other Yom Tovim, we hold Shtei Kedushos. Okay, we'll stop here. Two lines from the bottom. Tomorrow is the big Shechianu Gemara. Erev and Daf Mem. Hashem. Okay, today's shir was... Sechanishmas? Yosef ben Yitzchak Nechemya.
Yesterday.